This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. French President Emmanuel Macron today said that both France and India want to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, President Macron said that a few days ago, India confirmed its willingness to command a new bunch of 114 Rafale aircraft and to co-produce them. He added that Make in India will be core in this new command. He said that India and France share a special global strategic partnership that is unique for both the countries.
India built something that no other country in the world has built, a digital identity for 1.4 billion people, a payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month, a health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs. Here are the results. They call it the India Stack, open, interoperable, sovereign. That difference is what this summit is about. We are clearly at the beginning of a huge acceleration.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders, Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve.
AI के लिए इंसान सिर्फ डेटा पॉइंट न बन जाए, इंसान सिर्फ रॉ मटेरियल तक सीमित न रह जाए, इसलिए AI को डेमोक्रेटाइज करना होगा, इसे इंक्लूजन और एम्पावरमेंट का माध्यम बनाना होगा, और विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ में.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said India built something that no other country in the world has built. Later, the Prime Minister addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit. He said AI technology should be accessible for all and it should be the goal of every nation. Big technology company CEOs also attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, Chairman of Tata Sons N. Chandra Shekharan described AI as the next foundational infrastructure. CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amode, noted that AI has been advancing along an exponential curve for nearly a decade and is rapidly approaching a point where systems may surpass human cognitive capabilities across most domains. In his address, CEO of Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings with the world leaders on the sidelines of ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof. Both leaders exchanged views for harnessing AI as an enabler for economic and social transformation. Mr. Modi also met the President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin. He also held a bilateral meeting with his counterpart from the Hellenic Republic, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated the 13th edition of Exercise Milan 2026 today at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, marking the start of the premier multilateral naval exercise. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Singh said, "This edition reflects the global maritime community's confidence in India as a trusted and responsible maritime partner." He said, "This year, with the participation of 74 nations, Milan 2026 stands as the largest and most inclusive edition to date." In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in Group B match in Colombo this evening. Zimbabwe scaled down the target of 179 runs, scoring 182 for 4 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.